Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Don Finkel, the CEO with American OEM. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since we've talked. Most people should know American OEM is a hardwood producer, and you're based in Tennessee. You're an alternative for people who want to buy private label hardwood flooring versus buying it out of China, right?
That's right.
You've been 3 years in the business?
Well, we started the business 3 years ago. We've been manufacturing for about a year and a half.
Okay. Most people also know that you spent much of your career with Anderson, and when Shaw bought Anderson, you worked with Shaw for a while, and then you've evolved into this role. There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. You took a trip to Washington. We'll get to that in a minute. You also are in the news today with us with your partnering with the Gary Sinise Foundation. We can talk about that as well. First thing I want to talk about is you have for a long time been a leader in this business trying to help protect U.S. manufacturers from unfair competition thanks to dumping from Chinese manufacturers of engineered hardwood floors. Tell us what's going on with that now.
Well, the anti-dumping duty was put into place in 2011, so it's been almost 5 years now. Started out with a duty of a little over 5% on engineered wood floors or multi-layered wood floors coming from China. No other countries, just China. And it has steadily gone up. It gets reviewed every year, and it looks back, you know, about 2 years for a one-year period. And it sees if there is still dumping, and if there is, to what extent, and it either the duty goes up or goes down. And so far, each review, there's been three of them, it's gone up, and it's gone from a little over 5 to almost 14 and now over 17%.
Okay. All right. So the government is doing what they're supposed to be doing in this area, and that is they're reviewing the cost of products that are coming out of China, and they're continuing to raise the duty based on their analysis of fair competition, right?
So far, they've raised it. I mean, they don't have to, but they compare the price of what the goods are cost to make in China and sold in China versus what they're being sold for in the United States. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of the duty is to level the playing field. The cheaper the price is of the goods coming in from China, to level the playing field, the duty goes up. Mm-hmm. And so far, that's what we've seen. And my personal opinion is that it will continue to go up because we don't see a lot of relief, you know, from the price of goods from China.
Mm-hmm. Now, prior to this interview, you were telling me there's been actually some new developments and a new law passed that allows people to make sure that other companies that might not be on the radar screen are scrutinized, right?
Well, there is a common belief that there is a lot of circumvention of the duty, and there's also a tariff of 8% on engineered wood floors coming from China. It does have an exception for birched face plywood, which was something that was put in place about 100 years ago to favor Canada, you know, birch plywood coming in from Canada.
Right.
And the tariff code actually classifies wood flooring as plywood. And so there's a belief that there's a lot more flooring being imported that is claimed as birch than is actually birch. There's a common belief that there is circumvention both on the anti-dumping duty and on the birch exemption.
Are companies that were originally manufacturing in China moving to other Asian, like Vietnam, to try to continue to do this practice and get out from under these duties?
Yes, and you saw that happen, you know, with bedroom furniture when the anti-dumping duty went in for bedroom furniture. But the law states that it has to be significant transformation of the product to change the country of origin. So if you're sending product to Vietnam from China and repackaging it and sending it to the United States, it's still considered a Chinese product, and the duty is still owed. If you bring in unfinished flooring from China and finish it and package it and send it, it's still considered a Chinese floor, and the duty is owed. And if you buy plywood from China, saw it up and finish it and send it to the United States, it's still considered a Chinese product. You actually have to create the plywood in the country for it to be considered that country of origin. So I think there's a lot of misconception about that, and there's a lot of product coming in that without the duty being paid, and I think that that product is subject to the duty, and it's subject to some pretty serious penalties if it's discovered that it was intentional circumvention.
Okay. Well, let's move to your trip to Washington real quick. I saw a picture of you and your daughter and your wife of a little over a year now being up in Washington, and I know that was a business trip. Talk briefly about that, if you would.
Right. I am the past chairman of the Hardwood Federation, mm-hmm. and every year we have a fly-in into Washington, D.C. In the fall, and we had about 50 people come this year. And then we have our board meeting, annual board meeting, and then we go lobby members of Congress. So we had about 80 visits on the Hill with congressmen and senators and their staff. And then we have two receptions, one for Republicans and then one for Democrats. Mm-hmm. So we had, you know, well over 100 contacts with representatives or their staff. We talk about the issues facing the hardwood industry in the United States.
I see. And that's broader than just flooring, right?
It is. It's everything related to hardwood. You know, it could be cross ties, it could be pallets, it could be hardwood lumber, it's plywood, hardwood flooring, about everything you can think of.
Yeah, okay. This is the last topic I want to talk to you about. I saw where today on our site, Floor Daily, that you're partnering with the Gary Sinise Foundation, and that's a charitable project where you're giving flooring to these homes that are being built for injured veterans, right?
That's correct. We have two homes in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Kristen Brown was one that we did, and then we have another one coming up in the near future. And essentially what they're doing is most of these guys are, you know, double amputees, wheelchair bound, and they're trying to help them return to as normal a life as possible. And one of the things is just getting a common floor covering throughout their home. And wood does a pretty good job of this, and the wheelchair can, you know, maneuver all through the home.
Right.
So the Gary Sinise Foundation, he's an actor that played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump.
Right.
Most people know him as Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
He's taken up this cause, and the National Wood Flooring Association supports it, and there are several other companies that also do this. You know, it's a very rewarding thing, and when you think about the sacrifices that these people, these young men, have made, it's pretty humbling to you.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. I've been wanting to catch up with you for a while. So anyway, I've been talking to Don Finkel, the CEO of American OEM, about the Chinese duty situation, his trip to Washington, and his philanthropic projects. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.